Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
5 o'clock hour here on Raffy Devers Deal Away Monday on WEEI Afternoons. You just heard from former Cincinnati Reds general manager and baseball analyst Jim Bowden on the Rafael Devers deal. Mega, we have looked at this from every single angle possible thus far today. Was it just because of the bad attitude? As our friend Lou Merlone mentioned in the previous hour, and if you happen to miss our chat with Lou, too bad for you. Oh, wait a second. No, you can always use the Odyssey app, rewind back, and listen to the Lou Merlone interview at your leisure. Or you could, of course, subscribe to WEEI Afternoons podcast like you can any day part here on New England Sports Original. Could it have been a move to have spared the kids because they didn't want Rafael Devers setting the wrong example and showing the kids the wrong way to do business? Could it be a cost-cutting move, as some people have said, because John Henry, Lord Henry, has purchased many contracts over there in the European football leagues? There's just so many different ways to look at this right now. Is there anything, any stone we haven't turned over in the first 3 hours? Is there any angle to this that we haven't examined just yet?
Well, from my annoying reporter brain, I'd say the 8 p.m. Zoom. You know, that I think people were surprised. The Red Sox are holding some kind of Zoom with media at 8 p.m., assuming the members of that Zoom are on the other side of the country. You go, okay, well, there's a time difference. But it is extremely late to actually address what's going on. And I would hope that the reason that it's going to be such a late meeting or remarks or whatever they give is because they feel very strongly, Sam Kennedy and others and Craig Breslow, that they need to meet with the team in person and talk through with members of the clubhouse their process and what it means for the future and what it means for this season. But it's not the best look to trade away really the last real member of your last World Series for underwhelming return, let us say. And it really looks like a salary dump. And then you're like, and we'll be available via Zoom to media members 8 p.m. the next day. You know, that does feel like you're kind of, I don't know, I don't want to say like you're hiding, but it doesn't feel like you're being as transparent or as available as maybe you would hope a team would be after making such a seismic move.
I feel like the deal wasn't just consummated during the middle of the Yankees game yesterday, by the way, because we have not been able to talk anything resembling Yankees series. Red Sox last week, 2 out of 3 in the Bronx against the Yankees, 2 out of 3 at home against the Rays, and then a sweep hereafter of the Yankees, only giving up 4 runs over the weekend. I feel like the deal, if I had to guess, it was not consummated or agreed to at 4 o'clock, 4:30, 5 o'clock yesterday, Eastern time. I bet they knew about it, had it done for a little while longer, and then waited like, hey guys, let's announce it right as we're leaving the ballpark, getting on the plane to Seattle.
But then why even let Devers on the plane? Like, you heard it from Lou there, and there's plenty of, I think Duke Castiglione had a video that he had from last night. Like, they had to wait, make everybody wait on the plane and get him an Uber back to Fenway. Like, again, just another instance where
creating a scene.
Nobody's communicating and it's just a bad look.
Yeah,
like,
it's,
I know it's
a super bad look.
It's a total footnote in the entire news story, but it's not a great look.
No, by no stretch. By any stretch is that possibly a good look. I only postured that maybe they knew about it in advance because they wanted to sneak it in, like, oh guys, we would love to talk to you at length about the Raffy Devers deal. The thing is, we got a chartered plane. We're flying across the country. You guys know how long a flight from Boston to Seattle is. Oh man, it's a whole big thing. Tell you what, we'll let you know about the deal, and then we'll get back to you guys tomorrow, Monday. We'll do Monday night, a couple hours before the game. How's that? That way you guys have time to write up all your little stories and all your reporter brains out there. You guys can all get a hold of this before before the game. Something, I don't know, again, it's why I keep revisiting this idea, Mego. Trust issues. I don't trust a single person in the Red Sox front office, Red Sox management. None of them. I feel like whenever I hear anything going forward, my brain's going to be, you know, Homer Simpson style. Like, I believe the opposite. Like, I'm just not going to, I'm preconditioned to almost believe anything but what I hear from Red Sox management at this point.
There's one person they could put on the Zoom that could smooth things over and reinstill a little confidence here.
Big
Theo.
Poppy.
Theo. If the Zoom pops up and nobody else is on there and it's just Theo, I think a lot of people go, okay, let's hear what he has to say.
I mean, we haven't heard anything from Theo. Anything.
Now's the time.
All year. Is this why they have him on retainer for moments like this?
Exactly.
Do we have any exact idea what his function is in all of this, or is he just kind of hiding in the background?
He's in the
That's
shadows.
That's a great question, Dan. He is the definition. I mean, not like the guy needs to prove his bona fides or responsibilities to us after everything he's done for the Sox and the Cubs, but he is the definition of what would you say you do around here?
Like, is it partial in ownership? Is he, God, I hope he's not advising Craig Breslow on any of the recent moves, but yeah, I'm not entirely sure.
Well, if you
sure
heard
either.
That he was advising here, would that make you feel better or worse about the situation? It would make me feel better.
It would make me feel better, but it would not make me feel great. I guess it would improve from a zero into the one, the two area out of 10.
If you found
out
that
the deal he pulled off years ago, I'm sorry, Michael, go ahead.
I was just going to say, if you hear that the architect is Theo or Breslow, who are you putting more confidence in the deal? Like, I'm going to say Theo. He's
Freaking
earned that goodwill.
Theo, dude.
Breslow hasn't earned that goodwill yet. Get out of here.
But a crab sandwich is still a crab sandwich.
Yeah, at the end of the day, I guess Theo could have put together a great deal. And John Henry says, they're not eating enough of his salary, so let's not do that. I would like to hear about that alternative deal.
I need many things right now, and one of them is to know exactly who that deal was with and what the return would have been and how much the Red Sox had to eat. Who was that? Who gave us that from Baseball America again? Was that Stanley? That was
Jeff.
Yeah. Jeff Pontus is the guy's
Jeff
name.
Jeff Pontus, yes. Pontus de Leon. Good old Jeff Pontus. That was a good one as well. We'll never find out, Mego. But don't forget, you know, Theo executed some pretty big trades during his day with the Red Sox, many of which seemed to work out in the organization's favor. So that's a good call by you right there. If Theo appears on the Zoom like, bing, bing, and Theo's there, I think people will be a lot more comfortable. I don't think he's going to be there.
I don't think so either. I'm just giving ideas out to the Red Sox.
You know, why not? You know what? Last time I checked, Mego, they could use a little proper spin. So good on you. Back to the phones we go. You guys know the number for text and phone, 617-779-7937. Let's see. We got Steve in Worcester. Steve, how are you?
Hey, how's it going, guys? I appreciate your listening to you guys and your perspective.
Thank you. Thank you. Wait, was that the question?
I've been a fan for approximately over 50 years. I've suffered through the bad times and the good times, but my perspective is very simple, okay? We got a lot of ball players under the age of, 25, 26, 27, and Raffy had an obligation to those young players to be a role model and to, have a higher standard of performance. And quite frankly, in the last 2 weeks, I've seen at least four or five occasions where he jogged to first base. Two or three of those times, he could have been safe. And you know what? In the short term, it's going to hurt them. In the long term, it was the right decision.
Thank you for the call, Steve.
Wang had a pop-up.
Yeah, I was going to say, he brought some real big Devers trade energy to the... No, it was not the big Nick energy we needed. But, you know, he's been around the block. He's been a Red Sox fan for a couple of few day, month, week, season, years, Mego. That is a great quote. We haven't really discussed that yet. How do we think the team's going to respond? Are they going to come out tonight like flatter than dinnerware, or are they going to come out tonight with a fire lit under their backside, ready to play some baseball and prove that they didn't need Devers to win?
I almost feel like it's too soon. It's too weird for it to sink in for them. Is that a cop out? Like, in listening to Lou talk about being on the plane last night and him saying, guys were going across the aisle and talking to each other and exchanging information or whatever, trying to figure out, just process what's going on. I wonder if they will have actually processed it. And then maybe it will take a couple of days for us to actually see if something changes with the clubhouse, if something changes with the attitude among the guys, if especially if Bregman is coming back from the IL, if all of a sudden, I don't know, the character of the team looks different, which people who are happy to see Devers gone feel very hopeful about. They're like, all right, he's out of there. That guy's a jerk. It's Bregman's team now. We'll see. I don't think you can read anything into just tonight, though.
That's probably fair. And yeah, St. Bregman cannot get back soon enough. It's Stiz, Dan, Mego, and Fitzy in studio, and Eric in New Jersey on line two. Eric, how are you?
We don't have an Eric.
You know what, Eric? The hell with you. Fine.
How about Brian?
That's fine. You know what? I was just going to say I would love to talk to Brian.
Cherry.
Hello, Brian.
Hi, how are you?
I'm sorry.
How are you, sir?
Hi, yeah, I heard about that trade. Yeah, I was talking to somebody in San Francisco. I don't know if there how much authority there are on that.
Brag.
But Yastrzemski was mentioned in that deal, you know, the two prospects. And those prospects went in because Buster Posey wouldn't give up Yastrzemski.
Hmm. Interesting. Thanks for the call, Brian. Imagine that. Let me ask you this, Mego. How much better would fans feel? Would that have helped sort of like soften the blow or buff the edges if, was it Mike Yastrzemski came back in the deal?
I don't really think so, to be honest.
We got a Yaz back, everyone.
We got a 248 hitter, Fitzy, with a 730 OPS, yeah. Five home runs in 65 games.
I mean, it's not
games.
Terrible, but it's like, it's just not comparable to Devers.
And it also adds to your outfield logjam and doesn't really help you sort that out in the slightest.
No, we need a power stick for first base. That's what we need. By the way, Dan Ball, Stats and Research Department, do we know when Masataka Yoshida's 60-day IL stint runs up?
So that was more just a paper move to get him off the 40-man roster when he was transferred from the original injured list to the 60. So he is eligible for a rehab assignment or to come back whenever is convenient. So he may reemerge sooner rather than later, but I would also wonder if this roster move. Nate Eaton was the one that was called up in the short term. He'll probably go back down when you activate Willier ahead of that Giants series. So that's probably still one roster move away.
The super sub, Nate Eaton as well. Yeah, I still don't think
he's going to be the answer to a trivia question for a while. Who was called up to replace Rafael Devers on the Red Sox roster?
This feels like a year that there have been a lot of trivia questions that have popped up with some of the strange moves. It's been an odd year for Boston.
And they all suck.
And they pretty much all suck. But you know who doesn't suck, guys? Ralph and Cranston. He's one of my favorites. Hi, Ralph. How are you?
Hey, guys. Thank you for the compliment. You know, we have pros and cons on you like it, you don't like it, you understand it, you don't understand it. But two things I think we can all agree on. Number one, this was a salary dump. They wanted to get rid of the salary. And, of course, this is a dysfunctional organization. They prove it constantly. So now what we see is Betts, Bogaerts, and Devers were let go because of money. And that shows you how they run this team. Now, I'm not saying, you know, don't trade him and anything, but, you know, until this year, he wasn't considered this clubhouse poison. Now, you're looking at a guy that has the third best OPS in baseball right now. He's in the top five in RBI. He's not dead wood. This guy's a damn good hitter. And I thought you should have got something more or waited, but if you had to do it. But I'm going to prediction, this guy's going to have a hell of a second half in the National League. Watch. And they're going to look bad just like they did with Bogaerts because he's a good hitter. And now, you know, he's got vengeance and he's motivated. And they're going to look bad. They just look bad. Whether you like it or not, we understand it. Now you get rid of your best hitter. They look bad. I don't like it. I would have never did it this way.
Thanks for the call, Ralph.
I'm going to fact check just a minute. I love that was a great call, Ralph. Rafi Devers has the 12th best OPS in MLB. There was a point in May when he was third best, but it was just for about a 4-week stretch. We all remember when he got super hot, when a lot of this stuff was honestly going on. Like he was hitting really well. So you could kind of look at it and say, well, at least he's a good DH, but he's cooled off.
Only a 214 hitter over his last 15 games, so maybe you sold low on him. There's your positive spin for the day.
Yeah, the hit piece is on. Dan, you should work for the Boston Globe, kid.
No.
Get him. Is that going to happen, by the way? Do we think there's going to be another metaphor, like a proverbial Globe?
Now they tell us?
Yeah.
I wouldn't. I mean, John Henry owns part of that paper. Mm-hmm. As much as they keep their journalistic independence, maybe we'll look at like The Athletic or something. Hey, maybe Rob Bradford. Maybe he'll have the Now They Tell Us. He'll have all the juicy details.
Bradfo would never do that.
That certainly won't be boring.
I want the juicy details.
You like those juicy deets, huh? All right, let's see.
And then you hear from Rob Bradford. Yeah, I knew that guy.
You knew that was cool.
Investigative reporter.
All right, one more call before we catch up with trending sports news. Come back, Fitzy Five, wrap with your calls, and then pass the baton to our guy, Christian Arcan.
Yeah, I got a couple hours for you coming up. Paul in Westfield. Hi, Paul.
Good afternoon. How's the board doing tonight? You sound balanced.
Excellent,
fair.
As always, sir. Yes.
You get it?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Fitzy, Mango Honey, you have said the wildest thing and then the smartest thing. And the question to your answer, Fitzy, and which is accurate, it's the most three prevailing realities. And Mango said he's childish because he was there first. I mean, that's a little bit childish. And the reality is whether we dump the salary contract, which we definitely did, and whether it works out with these future pitchers, because Mega said it's too early to determine the reaction to someone they've been their friend and he's been there since the original team won. And then if he turns out awesome for them, at the right time, like Fitzy mentioned, when they have a chance to run and they need a bat, this could actually work out great for all of us.
Thank you for the call, Paul. I appreciate that.
Are these calls coming from a submarine? What is going on? I can't do it. I'm sorry. We want to hear from everybody, but it's like, what is this?
I know. People are like calling us from under beanbag chairs and in the other room doing their laundry. I don't know. I mean, sorry. We're trying to get through all the calls as quick as we can, everybody.
I can't understand it.
You said the smartest thing in the world is here.
Yeah, that's right, Mego Honey.
I don't care about that. You can call me honey all day, whatever. But I got to understand you. I got to understand you on the phone. The phone has to work. The phone can't sound like it's coming from the submarine.
Oh, what a day. Oh, man. I feel like we've all lost our collective minds. This is what happened. This is what, Dan, is this your first since coming and joining up with Boston Sports Original, WEEI? Is this the most significant deal that has gone down? Is this your biggest, your first real big trade Monday?
Just the significance of the deal, I think so. I saw the Marchand trade deadline and Gerard Mayo getting fired, which were both pretty big, but I think this one probably takes the cake.
Mayo was a pretty, but I think we all kind of unilaterally agreed that Mayo had to go. It was just the nature of the dismissal that kind of threw some people
off. Yeah, just the significance of what had led up to that moment and then where the franchise was going to pivot to from there. But yeah, no, this one certainly ranks above.
Yeah, I think most people agree the Red Sox are not a better team now. Is there any chance they turn out to be a better team in the long run? We'll see. If history shows us anything, there is a chance because there have been some other significant Boston sports trades in recent years that were shocking at first, but proved to be beneficial and a bit of a boon for their respective.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Teams shortly thereafter. We'll get to those with the Fitzy Five plus your reactions in just moments. The lines are still jammed like the Mass Pike up at 617-779-7937. Allow us to keep you company until 6 o'clock, and please allow Dan Ball to catch you up on everything trending in sports.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.